Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this episode, we look at some of Robert De Niro's lesser-known great roles. I hope you enjoy the show. The name Robert De Niro conjures up The Godfather and the other superb films he's made with Martin Scorsese, depicting the criminal underworld of America, notably Goodfellas and Casino, but it's worth thinking about the rest of his career so far. He's made a grand total of 127 films since he started out in 1968, starring in Brian De Palma's early comedies. And amongst those films, there's a fair few turkeys, but there's also some very fine films that get overlooked. Let's look at a few of them now. A good place to start is The King of Comedy, in which De Niro plays an unsuccessful comic called Rupert Pupkin, who stalks Jerry Langford, a talk show host played by Jerry Lewis, to get on his show. His lack of progress turns to desperation as he's forced to kidnap Langford with the help of the excellent Sarah Bernhardt. This is also directed by Scorsese, but remains undervalued. De Niro is superb, and Scorsese has said it's the best performance De Niro has ever given under his direction. The pacing is great, and the whole package is not to be missed. Watch out for a brief appearance of three members of The Clash in a street scene, as they were Scorsese's favourite band.
Swallow you whole. Let's go. hands. Rattle the bones of the dreams that stick out. A medical chart on the wall. Soft violins, hands touch your throat. Everyone wants to explode. Now when your hands get dirty, nobody knows you at all. Don't have a window to slip out of. Lights on, nobody home. Click, click. See you later. Beta, beta. No time to rest.
The score, made in 2001, teams De Niro with Ed Norton and Marlon Brando in Brando's last film. De Niro is coerced into a heist with Norton with the backing of Brando, and all three leads work great together. It's directed surprisingly well by Frank Oz, known for the Muppets comedy show. The film is similar to The Heist, starring Gene Hackman and Danny DeVito, which was postponed on release so as not to conflict with the score. It's a moody film set in the summer months in Montreal and has a great soundtrack. Thank you. In 1996, we got The Fan. It's a real treat, and I don't see why it's not rated more highly. De Niro is spooky as the obsessive fan of a baseball player, played by Wesley Snipes. He'll do anything he can to further the career of the baseball player, and I mean anything. It was criticised for its lack of baseball authenticity, but it has very little to do with baseball. Tony Scott directed and did a great job. The soundtrack is very good. Benicio del Toro also stars in an early role, just after he'd made The Usual Suspects with Ellen Barkin.
When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank.
Night and the City is worth seeing for several reasons. Erwin Winkler directed. Jessica Lange also co-stars with Cliff Gorman, and De Niro is fabulous as a down-on-his-luck lawyer who gets it into his head to become a boxing promoter, knowing nothing about the business. Alan King also stands out as the big-time boxing promoter who De Niro clashes with. It's billed as a comedy, but Winkler manages to blend just the right amount of comedy to make it interesting rather than tedious. New York's atmosphere is captured very well too. Well worth a watch. In City by the Sea, directed by Michael Caton-Jones in 2002, De Niro plays a cop who discovers that his long-neglected son, played by James Franco, is suspected of murdering a drug dealer. He somehow manages to make some sense of the situation, helped by the ever-excellent Frances McDormand. And the location of Long Beach on Long Island is very well used to illustrate the desperation of his son. This film really draws you in as the complex plot is revealed. ¶¶
I don't even have a friend. I'm so lonesome. I don't even have me no friend. I've done so much crying. Will I never laugh again? People, evil people, don't hurt me so bad. My mind's been broken. My heart feels so sad. The evil people. Well, I can't even walk out of my door. I ain't different from nobody, and I just can't take no more.
De Niro doesn't disappoint in Flawless, in which he plays a retired cop who suffers a stroke and ends up making friends with his neighbour, a drag queen, played impeccably by Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's written and directed by Joel Schumacher. It has many humorous moments, but its fascination lies in the way De Niro and Seymour Hoffman interact on the screen. Sadly, it's the only time they ever work together.
Thank you.
He also worked well with Sean Penn in Neil Jordan's We're No Angels, in which they play two escaped convicts trying to get across the border into Canada. Surprisingly, the town the action takes place in was built entirely from scratch and cost $2.5 million. David Mamet wrote a great script, and the two are constantly thwarted in their efforts. Ray McNally, in his final role, pursues them from the prison, and James Russo plays the third escapee. Demi Moore turns out to be the means by which they can escape. Watch out for one of the first roles of John C. Reilly as a friendly monk. I've nothing but praise for Copland, James Mangold's tough portrait of a New Jersey town riddled with corrupt law enforcement. It's Sylvester Stallone's movie, but De Niro puts in a powerful performance, along with Harvey Keitel and Ray Liotta. It's probably Stallone's finest acting performance. Well worth a watch.
My life is so empty, nobody, nobody take the place of you. And I'm not so strong, honey, as I used to be. Back when I had you, baby, you had me. Then you saw something fresh. You wanted next to you for little flesh, like the sewer when it rains. Yesterday I sang a love song, baby. Now I'm singing the blues. And I'm not so strong as I used to be. Back when I had you, baby, and you had me. But when you saw something fresh, wanted next to you, pretty little flesh, like the sewer in the rain, it all went down the drain. You and I, you and I.
What just happened is another surprise. De Niro plays a Hollywood movie producer who's juggling many different balls at the same time. It's full of wry humour and Barry Levinson directed with an even hand throughout. There are many recognisable names in the cast. John Turturro, Stanley Tucci, Sean Penn, Kristen Stewart, etc. And they all do a fine job as De Niro fumbles through his week trying to hold his life together. Somehow you're drawn along with him and hope he can resolve the crises that keep cropping up. It's based on the writings of a real-life producer called Art Linson.
But I sure do feel fine. You hang around me and I'll undo your mind.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the funny walk? Hey, cowboy, where'd you get the crazy talk? What you doing in the land of
If I'm a toy, then let me do what I do. You wind me up and watch what I do to you.
Get that horse. Hey, cowboy.
From the man, of course.
What you doing in the land of the midnight sun? You better run. You just a toy, cowboy.
I may be small, but I know I'm right. No big cowboy can do the little things I do. You get that straight, little Swedish girl?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Barry Levinson directed De Niro earlier in Wag the Dog, also starring Dustin Hoffman. The movie was put together very quickly and the result is surprisingly good. A movie producer and a spin doctor fabricate a war in Albania to divert the public's attention away from a sex scandal in the White House. Bizarrely enough, real life imitated fiction as the Clinton-Lewinsky incident followed after the film. David Mamet collaborated on the script, and there's another great supporting cast that doesn't disappoint.
Can you wag?
Finally, I bring you to Midnight Run, a very dark comedy about a bounty hunter, De Niro, chasing a mafia accountant who has jumped bail. Things are further complicated by the fact he's also being chased by the mafia, the FBI, and another bounty hunter. This movie doesn't let up for 1 second, and it's a crazy ride. The great Dennis Farina represents the mafia connection perfectly, and De Niro shows yet again his talent for comedy. And the chemistry between him and Charles Grodin as the accountant is a delight. I do hope you get to see some of these movies, as they will illustrate just how good Robert De Niro has been as an actor during his career. Thanks for listening.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together weather-wise. It's such a cuckoo day.
You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.